I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How unlikely are these teams in the Elite Eight? If you would have bet 100 on them and let it ride for the wins, Michigan would be up to $300.34. And then, let's see, Kansas State would be up to $818.40. Loyola of Chicago would be $1,230, I believe. And then how about Florida State? $2,395.80 if you would have bet 100 on them to let it ride each win. So the highest was Florida State. Mafia, you're giving Florida State no chance on Saturday against Michigan is basically the vibe I'm getting from you.
It's not that I'm giving them no chance. Just right now, Michigan is too hot. I mean, when you got the way they can stretch the floor out with Wagner going out to the three-point line, nailing them, I think that opens things up a lot more for the drive for, was it Abdur-Rahim driving in there. I think that they are just playing so well on both ends of the ball right now. I just can't see them losing to Florida State, who, you know, as Carver High has pointed out pretty much every time they played, who got smacked around by Louisville in the ACC tournament. They're a team that barely made it in. I don't see them hanging with Michigan.
Yeah, but they beat Missouri. They beat the number one seed,
Missouri, who shouldn't
Xavier.
Have been there.
They beat the number four seed, Gonzaga.
They've had great wins, but
so you beat Xavier and Gonzaga, and you're telling me that they're no good?
I didn't say they're no good. They're just not Michigan good.
Carver High, are you also saying that Florida State cannot hang with Michigan?
Not hang with them? I mean, look, if you obviously the last three games in this tournament, they've played well. I mean, they beat a one. They beat Xavier. They beat Gonzaga, who I thought was a little shorthanded without the big kid, Tilly. And look, Missouri we knew wasn't that good. But I just keep going back to it. I'm like, this team got their doors blown off by Louisville in Brooklyn a couple weeks ago. Like, they lost, you know, they lost by 20 to
so
NC
do you
State.
Put, do you put any stock in that Michigan played Montana, Houston, and A&M? Because A&M, that was the worst basketball game I think I saw any team play in the tournament.
You're right. It's not like Michigan is, but you know, they obviously won a really close game with Houston. And they, you know, they pulled away from Montana in the second half.
They got a miracle shot to beat Houston. They obviously Poole made the shot. But Houston had him right by the throat and let him get a 40-footer off to beat him.
I don't know. I think Michigan is the better team.
So you're both on Michigan, and you're both laying the 4.5.
I'm waiting for the Florida State team that I truly believe they are to show up, and I feel like
they're finally going to show up and play badly.
Right.
Can you do that at this point when you make it to the Elite Eight? Can you just finally lay an egg?
I'm sure it's happened in the past. There's been blowouts in the Elite Eight.
Wow. So you're both on Michigan. Now, let's talk about Loyola and Kansas State. I was talking to Mafia on the way in about how K-State plays that brutal Big 12 schedule. And we all know how hard that is, and the Missouri Valley is a little different, obviously, for Loyola, but they did go 31-5 and 15-3 in the conference to win the conference, going away easily by four games, and we've all seen how they've played in the tournament. Close games, every one of them. They beat Miami, last-second shot, Tennessee, last-second shot, Nevada, a last-second three, gives them the cushion, the four-point lead they needed because Nevada would hit a three and lose by one. Now you play K-State. You've been living on the edge all the games, 2-1 and 1 point wins, 4 points, all their wins. Can they do it again against Kansas State tomorrow?
I think they can. I mean, Kansas State obviously should be the team with the bigger, better, you know, better squad because of the conference that they play in. But to me, once you get to this point, it's no longer about conferences. It's about just who's there. It doesn't matter what you did the rest of the season. What are you going to bring now? What's the team actually like? And you can't doubt that team the way they played. I mean, it's not like they have won and had some of these other ones like Buffalo where they blew out Arizona and then the next game, you know, they fell back down to earth. Like, they're playing tight games every time. They're under pressure every time. And they just keep coming through. And they have some size down low. It's not just a team that has, you know, four guards and one big guy at 6'8", and that's it. You know, they have some other guys that give them some formidability down low. You know, you love the big guy and his footwork and how he makes those moves. And the guards just play so well together. And they're a team, you know, as Custer talked about with us last night, they're a team that plays like a team. They sell out all out on defense. Everybody is rotating. They're making moves. They're covering each other's butts. So many of these teams that you're seeing, you know, these big squads, too often, you know, the one guy gets beat and then it's a drive right to the rack because no one's helping out. No one's looking. No one's paying attention besides just looking at their own guy. That's not that team. They play so well together, I can't pick against them.
So you're taking Loyola. What about you, Carver High?
I'm so torn on this game. I feel like Kansas State, like you say, plays such aggressive D, and this is going to be one of those games. You've watched these two teams play. I think this game is going to be in the 50s. It's going to be low scoring, just like all the games with these two teams have been so far in this tournament. I just feel like Kansas State is going to come out on top at the end.
I think they've won, Loyola's won like 19 out of 20 games.
Right.
I mean, they are just smoking, playing good ball. I mean, it doesn't matter who they put in front of them. When you beat Miami, Tennessee, and Nevada, you mean business.
Right, and it's not like they're playing a team that's so much better than all the teams that they've beaten so far. I mean, you can make the case, Miami and obviously Tennessee as well, a lot better ball clubs than Kansas State this year. I think this one's going to be a banger all the way down to the end. It might be ugly at times. Ugly as in how ugly that Kansas State-UMBC game was last Sunday. I don't know if it can get that ugly, but I feel like it's going to be in that area. And it's going to come down to the end. It'll be exciting in the final minutes. I just feel like Kansas State will come out on top.
So the game is at 6:09 Eastern, allegedly, at Phillips, the Hub in Atlanta. And then at allegedly 8:49 Eastern, out in Los Angeles at Staples, is the Florida State-Michigan game. So two games on Saturday evening and Saturday night, the regional finals.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.